Hear me, Lord. Answer me. I call to you all day long. I put my trust in you. Hear my prayer. Listen to my cry. Teach me your ways. Good morning, Pantano. I love it, you responded. That's so wonderful. My name is Mandy Lucas. I'm a member of the teaching team here at Pantano. I just wanna welcome you guys this morning. And if you're joining us online, welcome. We're so grateful that you jumped online with us today. So have you guys here in Tucson been enjoying our cooler weather? I know, it's been amazing. Have you noticed people are like coming out of their houses on the weekends? It's so cool. I've seen cyclists out. We got out on the trail last weekend. I did that accidentally. You can ask me about that later. And we've been doing yard work. Anybody really enjoy yard work? I didn't think so. But we have to do it in Tucson, right? Because something does grow in the desert. Weeds. So easily, they grow like you wouldn't believe. So it was about this time last year that my girls and I were out doing yard work, and it had rained, and so we were gonna take that opportunity and get that out there and pull weeds. Now my girls are generally very happy to help and very willing to help me, but I don't know if you've had kids, you might know that sometimes they're not as excited. And this was one of those days. And they were grumbling a little bit. And to be perfectly honest, I have to admit that my attitude after a little while of that was not very good. So I was grumbling, I was getting tired of it, I was kind of complaining. I wasn't very thankful to be out there pulling weeds. So I just thought, okay, we're gonna call it quits. I'm gonna pull one more weed, just one more weed. And so I reached down to pull out this weed out of the ground. And I have to stop the story there, because about 6 months prior to that, I'd been out doing yard work. And I was going back and forth, front yard, backyard, gloves on, gloves off. You have to wear gloves because everything is pokey here. Everything will stick you. But the gloves were on, the gloves were off, in the front yard, in the backyard. And when I finished my yard work, I took off my gloves and I realized that my ring was missing. Not my wedding ring, but another ring that was really important to me. It was a small silver ring that I had bought on a missions trip to Northern Ireland, and I had worn that ring for almost 18 years every day. It was a ring that I had bought to remember what God did on that trip, the people that I had met there, the needs I had seen in that country, that I had been so thankful to even be on the trip at all, because really, I couldn't have afforded it without the support of others. And I had worn that ring for 18 years, almost every day, including while I was doing yard work, and it was gone. So there I was, grumbling, not very excited. I reached down to pull our last weed of the morning out of the ground. And as I did, I yanked that sucker out, and out of the root system flew this black circular thing that I thought was probably a washer. And then I thought, man, now I gotta go pick that thing up. So I walked over and I picked up this little black tarnished ring. It was my ring. It was my ring, you guys, I got my ring back. Oh my gosh, I was so thankful. I went from this moment of just bemoaning and grudging and blah, hating the weeds to, I've never been so thankful in my whole life to pull weeds. This is amazing. It changed me. Thankfulness in that moment changed me. I was still out there pulling weeds, but man, it was different. I felt God's goodness. I felt his love and his care for me. And I was so incredibly grateful. Thankfulness, when we engage thankfulness, it changes us. It changes us. It's good for us. We're in a 4-week sermon series called Engage. And the idea behind this series, the heart behind the series of Engage, was that we would engage God in prayer in a deeper way. And I know the last several weeks have been really encouraging to me, and I hope they have been for you, but today we're gonna focus in on engaging God in prayer for thankfulness. Engaging God in prayers of thankfulness. Pastor Glenn started out this sermon series with a verse from 1 Thessalonians. It was 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18. And I think we're gonna have it. There we go on the screens. Yeah. It says, "Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's good and perfect," well, I'm adding that, "this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." This is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Do you ever read a passage in scripture and you're like, that's just not possible? I don't understand how that works. This verse was like that for me for a long time. And I think the trouble with it is that we read the verse and we want to ask the question, well, how can I be thankful for all my circumstances? And the deal is that there is a little piece in there that we're getting wrong when we ask that question. We are not meant to be thankful for our circumstances. We are meant to be thankful in all circumstances. See, when we focus on the circumstance, it takes our eyes off of God, off of who he is and what he's doing. And it allows bitterness, it allows discouragement and discontent to creep in. But when we put our eyes back on God, and when our thankfulness is based on him, who he is, and what he has done, it changes us. And it draws our hearts, our eyes, our focus back to God. When we engage thankfulness, it changes us and it connects us to God. When we engage thankfulness, it connects us back to him. And that's why we're supposed to do it. And I want to ask you this morning, how thankful are you? If you had to answer, are you very thankful? Are you really thankful? Are you forgetting kind of to be thankful right now? Are you having difficulty in your present circumstance, in this season, being thankful and remembering to be thankful? Sometimes we face hard seasons. Monsoon season ended in September. Well, sort of. I mean, we had kind of a weird one this year. And if you're online and you've never experienced a monsoon, I just have to tell you, I'd never experienced one until I moved here, and it's incredible. Google it if you're online and you don't know what I'm talking about. But a monsoon is this incredible storm that combines just the right conditions at just the right time to produce a colossal weather system that is capable of mass destruction within minutes. Now, sometimes they're milder, but if you live here, you know. Monsoon season comes every year. The storm's gonna hit. And this summer, it felt like a monsoon hit my life. It was like one thing after another kept happening in our lives or breaking. I was asking all of these questions. It was the first time I've had all of these things happen in one season, from the beginning of June until October. In the beginning of June, our cars broke, and I found myself asking the question, how can I be thankful when our cars are breaking and we don't have the money to fix them right now? And then I found myself asking also in June, how can I be thankful when our AC goes out at the hottest week of summer and it takes 2 weeks because everyone's AC is breaking to get someone out there to fix it? How can I be thankful when the electricity to our pool pump goes bad and our pool turns green just as we're going on vacation? How can I be thankful when we go back and forth with the home warranty company and then they decide after 2 months not to fix it anyway? And then for the first time in my life this summer, I was faced with the possibility of some scary diagnoses. For the first time ever, I was faced with being diagnosed, and hopefully the last time ever, with multiple sclerosis, and was going through testing, and I was asking God, how can I be thankful for a body that I can't depend on? And then I hurt my knee, and if you saw me hobbling around, I was on crutches for 5 weeks, and it just compounded those questions. And if that wasn't enough, in September, we experienced a lot of loss. My cousin lost a battle to breast cancer at the beginning of September, leaving 2 young children and her husband behind. My good friend lost a battle to brain cancer at the end of September. And then in the middle of September, even our dog died of cancer in September, you guys. Then October hit, and just when I thought, all right, we've got our sermon written, October hit, and we suffered one more tragic loss. Someone died just completely unexpectedly in our family. And I looked at my husband and I said, life is really hard sometimes. Life is really hard. What am I supposed to tell these people? I'm going to tell them that this is possible. It is possible to be thankful in all circumstances, but some of them aren't going to believe me. And he said, Mandy, if this were easy, the scripture wouldn't have to remind us to do it. And he's right. And so I'm not standing up here saying it's easy, but I am saying it's possible. It is possible. And I'm also not telling you that it's not okay when you have difficult situations to grieve and to mourn and to experience the difficulty. We need to do that. We need to do those things when we come up against hard situations in our lives. But it is possible to grieve and to mourn and to experience the difficulty and to praise God in the midst of it and to give thanks in the midst of it. When we give thanks, it changes us. It changes us. It refocuses our attention back on God, and it connects us back to Him. So I want to take a look this morning at what the Bible says about thankfulness. We're going to go into the book of Psalms. We're going to go to Psalm 100 this morning. That's where we're going to start out. If you brought your Bible, you can go ahead and turn there. If you didn't, we have some Bibles available for you in the seat in front of you. Or if you're in our cafe area, there should be some in the baskets. You can grab one. We are going to page 411 in those Bibles. And if you are joining us online, grab your Bible. Experience the scripture with us this morning. And if you don't have one, your host is going to provide a link for you to use this morning to follow along. Okay, so we are going to go to Psalm 100. This is a psalm for giving grateful praise. The psalm says, shout to the Lord for, shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. We are His. Enter His gates with thanksgiving, His courts with praise, and give thanks to Him and praise His name. For the Lord is good, and His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. For the Lord is good, and His love endures forever. That is why we are meant to give praise. It says this. It says this or a version of this over and over and over again in Scripture. I'm going to read a few of them to you. Don't bother following along. I'm going to go fast. Psalm 106 says, "Praise the Lord, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever." Psalm 107, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever." Psalm 118 says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever." Psalm 136 says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. And his love endures forever." Forever. Whenever Scripture repeats itself like this, we are meant to take notice. We're meant to pay attention. It reminds me of the way a parent teaches a child to be thankful, because it's not easy. It's not natural. It doesn't come natural to us, and it doesn't come natural to children. Over and over and over again, God is reminding us to be thankful. For he is good, and his love endures forever. You see, thankfulness is a choice. Thankfulness is a choice, and it needs to be rooted in who God is and in what he has done, because it doesn't come naturally to us. We have to choose to engage it. Give thanks to God because he is good. Have you ever been thankful for someone, just for who they are? If you have, then you know that your willingness to go to them is different than your willingness to go to other people. In fact, you know that the way you approach them totally changes. And it's the same with God. When we believe he's good, our willingness to go to him totally changes. Maybe you're having a hard time this morning being thankful for anything because you're having a hard time believing that God is good. And maybe that's because difficult things keep happening. Our thankfulness can't be dependent on our circumstances. And our circumstances don't determine God's character. God's character isn't determined by our circumstances, you guys. God is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. He is the same God he was when your car was working yesterday and when it wouldn't start before you were going to church and the kids were whining this morning. Same God. Doesn't change who he is. God was the same God when you had a regular paycheck to now when you're wondering where your next one's coming from. Same God. God is the same whether our circumstances are good or bad or somewhere in between. He is still good. Our experience doesn't change him. We're to give thanks because he is good and his love endures forever. And what love is it that we're talking about? You guys, John 3:16. I know it sounds cliche. You probably see it on bumper stickers and stuff. But it's true. It's a bedrock of our faith for a reason. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son. That whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. That is a good God. God loved us so much that from the beginning of creation, when we first sinned, when we first were separated from him, when we first lost our relationship with him, God made a promise to his people that he would bring us back to him. And throughout the history, from creation until the day Jesus Christ was born, he worked all things together to make sure that that could happen for us. And when Jesus Christ died for our sins, for the forgiveness of our sins, so that we could have a relationship with God again, the Bible tells us he died once for all time, for all sin, for all people. That is an enduring sacrifice. That is an enduring love. And not only that, but as Christians, our hope now is that this life, it is not the end for us. We now have an eternity with God that we can be thankful for. So whatever happens here, our thankfulness doesn't have to be rooted in that. Our thankfulness can be rooted in who God is and what he has done. We are to give thanks because he is good and his love endures forever. And if you're in a place this morning where you just don't feel that, I just want to encourage you to just start saying, "Thank you, God, you are good." Especially when you don't feel it. Thank you, God, you are good. There were moments this summer I'd walk out and look at my pool and I'd be like, "Thank you, God, you are good." Why? Because thankfulness changes us. If I looked at that green pool all summer, pretty soon I am not thankful for my yard, I am not thankful for my house, I am not thankful for anything. But if I am thankful for God, I can look at that pool and be like, meh. It's hard. I'm not saying it's easy. Meh. I encourage you, just start saying, "Thank you, God. You are good." It will start to change you. And if you're facing difficult circumstances and you want to pray more, but you're not sure what the words are that you can use to pray, you can pray scripture. It's a really cool practice. We're gonna engage it this morning together. We're gonna go to Psalm 136, which is on 427 in the Bibles we've provided for you. So we're gonna engage this practice together. So I'm gonna ask you guys to repeat something. We made it easy. I chose one that you just keep repeating the same line over and over again. His love endures forever. But the Psalms, if you are looking for something to pray, the Psalms are a great place to start. They have it all. Prayers of thankfulness, prayers when you're in deep despair, when you're crying out to God. It's got a little of everything. So I would encourage you, if you're looking for something to pray, to start there. So here we go, Psalm 136. We're gonna try it once. Make sure you guys are still with me, and then we'll do it. For real. Okay, so Psalm 136, the first line says, that's my part, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good." And you say, "You guys are amazing." Okay, here we go. All right, Psalm 136, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good." That's right. "Give thanks to the God of gods." "Give thanks to the Lord of lords." "To him alone who does great wonders, who by his understanding made the heavens, who spread out the earth upon the waters, who made the great lights, the sun to govern the day, the moon and stars to govern the night." This is our God, you guys. We're gonna jump down all the way to 23. It says, "He remembered us in our low estate." You guys are awesome. "And freed us from our enemies." "He gives food to every creature." "And give thanks to the God of heaven." His love endures forever. His love endures forever. You know, one of the things that's important to remember when we read those Psalms is that not all of the Psalms are written in great times when everything is rosy and going well and perfect. Some of them are, when good things and exciting things happen. They're written in response to those moments. But they're also written by people who are experiencing deep trials and great hardship and persecution and despair. And if they can praise God through that, if they can thank God through that? Why can't we? Why can't we? When we engage thankfulness, it changes us. Maybe you've been faced with some difficult situations that you feel you just can't be thankful for. Maybe it's a diagnosis, his love endures forever. Maybe it's your finances, his love endures forever. Maybe it's a marriage, his love endures forever. Maybe it's a really great season, his love endures forever. Maybe you're outside pulling weeds, his love endures forever. Maybe you got the promotion, his love endures forever. Maybe it's a boy, his love endures forever. Maybe she said yes, his love endures forever. Even in the really great seasons, we need to remember to be thankful. Because the really great seasons can draw our eyes, our heart, our attention away from God and who he is and what he has done. Thankfulness changes us and connects us back to God. One of the things I love about that psalm, we didn't read this part of the psalm, but right around verse 11 in Psalm 136, it starts talking about Israel's history. And it's really a great, I'm kind of a Bible nerd. It's a really great portion of scripture because it's like a little mini history of Israel up until that point. But the psalmist starts talking in Psalm 136, verse 11, about Israel's history and something God did when he rescued them from Egypt. God brought the Israelites out of Egypt, out of slavery, out of bondage. He delivered them from Pharaoh, and then Pharaoh chased them down to the Red Sea. And when the Israelites were feeling like there was no other choice, that they were probably going to die, God parted the Red Sea. He brought them through on dry ground, and he destroyed their enemies behind them. And when they came to the other side, they built a monument. They set up 12 stones to remind them of what God had done, to remind them of who God is, deliverer, protector, great and mighty, and what he had done for them there. And those stones, those monuments, serve as a reminder. Sometimes in our lives, we need reminders to be thankful. My ring is like a monument in my life. It serves as a reminder for me. And since the day that I started pulling weeds and found it again, so does pulling weeds. I want to encourage you this morning to set up reminders in your life to engage thankfulness, whether that is setting alerts on your phone or changing the lock screen on your phone, or your screensaver on your computer, or setting post-it notes out on your mirror, or on your desk, or on your computer. And if that doesn't work for you, I don't know, get a necklace, a bracelet. If you're a guy and you're like, that's just too girly, I don't know, get a tattoo. I don't know, I don't have any. But the point is, find something that is going to remind you to pray and engage thankfulness, and then put it somewhere where you are gonna see it every day. Where you're gonna see it every day. Because when we engage thankfulness, it connects us to God. It changes us and it connects us to God. I'm gonna encourage you today to engage this practice daily. Don't just leave here and be like, yeah, I can be thankful. I'll try that. I want to encourage you to engage a daily practice of praying prayers of thankfulness. I've given you several simple prayers this morning. God is good. God is good. You can pray that. God is good, his love endures forever. You can pray that. They're simple prayers, but they're powerful because they have the ability to change us and draw our eyes and our hearts back to the Lord. Another way you can engage it is praying the scriptures. You can do that daily. You can set reminders to remind you to do it. But the reason I want you to do it daily is because it doesn't come naturally to us, and we need to practice it for it to become automatic and for us to have endurance with it. I was a swimmer. I swam fly, and I swam free, and I swam competitively for 4 years. And for 4 years, I swam almost every single day. And I'm not joking, because I swam water, I played water polo in the off season so that I didn't have to do PE. it's true. But because I did that, I swam every day. And I could jump in the water for a race, not even think about it, get out of the water a minute later, and not have thought a single thought, really, the whole time. Oh, flip turn, okay, sweet, here we go, and we're done. So that stroke, practicing it every single day, I didn't have to think about the timing anymore. It became automatic. It became automatic. And I had the endurance to run, to finish, to swim the race. But if you asked me today to show you what butterfly looks like in the pool, because I can show you here, I would give you 3, maybe 4 solid strokes of butterfly before my stroke started to fall apart, before I had to really start thinking, okay, the timing, I gotta push the arms out here, throw them forward, get the kick just right, breathe, oh, don't forget to breathe, it's important, you know. I would be dead in the water. I may still know how to swim. I may still know how the mechanics of the stroke work, but I don't have the endurance any longer. And it's the same with thankfulness, because the storms are gonna hit, the monsoons are gonna come. And when they do, you don't want this practice to fall apart. And so I'm gonna encourage you to engage in this daily. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's good and perfect will for you in Christ Jesus. We're gonna go into a time of communion, and I would like to invite the ushers to prepare for the communion. I know this isn't easy. I'm not saying it is. I'm not saying it is, but it is something that's possible. And it is something that we should try to engage every day, because it connects us back to God. And if you're going through something that seems hopeless because of your circumstances, I want to challenge you to give thanks in the midst of those things, because that is exactly what Christ did. That is exactly what Christ did. During the Last Supper, when Jesus had blessed the meal, he gave thanks knowing that Judas had just gone to betray him, knowing that the guards were going to come and arrest him, knowing the agony and the pain that was coming before him. He gave thanks knowing those things. And what do you think he gave thanks for? Do you think he gave thanks for the pain? No. Do you think he gave thanks for the agony? No. Jesus gave thanks because he trusts in a God whose character doesn't change because of the circumstances. He knows that God is good. And right now, wherever you're at with this, I just want to challenge you as we go into this time of communion to remember that God doesn't change. in spite of the circumstances you're facing. His love for you endures forever. His sacrifice for you endures forever. Can we thank him for that this morning? I'm gonna pray, and then the ushers are going to pass the elements, and when you're ready, you can partake of it. Father God, thank you so much that you sent your son for us, that we could know you again, that we could have a relationship with you. Father, search our hearts and find areas where we are not thankful, and show us those areas. And help us to remember in those moments when those things come forward of your goodness. Help us to remember your goodness, God. Help us to remember who you are and what you've done through Jesus Christ for us. Father, thank you for your son. Thank you for the sacrifice he made for us. In Jesus' holy and precious name, I pray. Amen.